relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Back in 2017, you had expressed concerns about the membership of the all-white Bailey's Beach Club, said that you hoped it would become more diverse. Now, your family's been members. Your wife is one of the largest shareholders. Has there been any traction in that? Are there any minority members of the club now?
I think the people who are running the place are still working on that. I'm sorry it hasn't happened yet.
Do you have concerns in 2021? I mean, obviously, it's been 4 years. You had remarks on the floor following the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd saying, you know, hoping to root out systemic racism in the country. Your thoughts on an elite, all-white, wealthy club, again, in this day and age. You know, should these clubs continue to exist?
It's a long tradition in Rhode Island, and there are many of them. I think we just need to work our way through the issues. Thank you.
Bigotry, racism, segregation, that's a long tradition in Rhode Island. I'm proud to be associated with it if you're the dumbest person in the Senate. I think he has to be. I think there is consensus that Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, is the dumbest senator that we have today. That was an interview. I think it's being reported at hotair.com, but I think the person raising the question is from Go Local. And just in case you couldn't catch it, because it is delicious. Let me just tell you what he said. So there is something called the Bailey's Beach Club in Rhode Island, which is all white. Yes, only white people can be members of the Bailey's Beach Club in Newport. Back in 27... What year is it, Chad? What year are we in?
If I check my watch, it looks like we're in 2021, sir.
The year of our Lord.
The year of our Lord.
So 2017, that was a while ago.
Gosh. So, I mean, we work in politics and media, so that sounds like 100,000 years ago.
I know, but it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Like four, I think I can do the math. 4 years, I believe in truth, therefore, 21 minus 17 is four. In 2017, White House had this to say. I think the people who are running the place are still working on that issue. That issue, you mean that it's segregated? That only white people like you and your wife can be members? And I'm sorry that it hasn't happened yet. What? What hasn't happened yet? That people are actually talking about you being a racist? Both White House and his wife, Sandra, have been members. Hang on, can I call this a white supremacy club? I mean, it's got to count! Doesn't it qualify? Okay, that's it. I'm sorry. From this day onward, that's it. I found the white supremacy threat to America is Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. Because if you're hanging out only with white people, you're a white supremacist, clearly. So he and his white supremacist wife, are you writing this Media Matters? Should I slow down? How's the typing going? Can you do just, you know, finger typing? Are you good? Is Zach just doing the one finger typing? How you doing, Zach? Love you too. White House and his wife have been members for decades. However, Slick Sheldon, they call him Slick, did transfer his shares of the club to his wife years ago. And she's now the largest shareholder in the white supremacist club. Is this what the intelligence community meant when they briefed sleepy, creepy Biden on the white supremacist threat? Hey, we should send this to Lloyd Austin. Lloyd Austin's looking for white... Isn't the Secretary of Defense looking for white supremacists? Maybe he should look in the Senate. Maybe we could send him a photograph of Sheldon. He's a white supremacist. How this is amazing. Could you imagine if there was a Republican state that had all white clubs and a Republican senator was a member for decades and his wife the biggest shareholder? That person would be frog marched out of the Senate. That person would be history. Their reputation, their family's reputation would be just a sheet of glass, just melted down after the firestorm of the legacy lying media's attacks on him, his family, his children, and everybody who went to that club. But Dumbo Sheldon can say, yeah, the owners have been looking into that. And it's a long-lasting tradition in Rhode Island. Okay. I'm amused. Let's go to Bill, St. Paul, Minnesota, line 4. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, Seb. I'm sorry I'm lagging on the subject a little bit, but I want to go back to DeSantis.
That's fine. That's fine.
No, that's... I was just thinking about whether or not he wanted to go... full Monty, if you will, and encourage people to wear America First hats, USA hats, red hats, things like that. Do you think he's that far into the game?
What do you mean by the game? What's the game? Running for president or being a patriot? What do you mean by the game?
No, I'm sorry, I should have explained. The game right now is obviously everybody's wondering whether he is going to supplant, the president.
So come on, Bill, you really think President Trump's not going to run in 2024?
You know, it's a question that a lot of people have, and I think he will, but. I'm a human being. I'm subject to all this, chatter. So why don't you give me your opinion?
You got to listen to the show more regularly. I saw the president 3 weeks ago before I saw him. That's the last time we spoke. I said there is a 95% chance he's going to run again. After I went to see him in Trump Tower in New York, I tell you it is now a 99% chance. So, yes, he's running.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I missed that, and apparently I've got other things to do, but...
What?
Thank you.
What do you mean, Bill? Other things to do except listen to my show? I'm outraged. No, seriously. If he runs, only insane people are going to run against him. You know that, right? So Ron DeSantis could be a VP.
Well, he's not. No, yes, DeSantis is not insane.
No. No. Okay. So
I'm sorry, I was unaware of those facts.
No, it's fine. That's not a problem. That's why you are the most important part of the show, the callers, because that's why we are here, to inform you, all 3 million of our listeners, and then everybody else who's watching us on Rumble. Give us a thing. What is it? A Rumble? You press that thing, give us a Rumble. God bless you all. I think we're almost, we're over a third of a million already on Rumble alone. If you miss anything, don't be like Bill. Catch up afterwards. You can do it when you're doing the washing up, walking the dog. Download the Rumble app, rumble.com/Seb Gorka is our channel. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Download the podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can listen wherever you want. Oh, and by the way, I always forget this. We have an app. It's called America First. You can stream it live on your phone. Download the app. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn. Welcome, Judy.
I have a 6-word poem.
That's not a poem. That's not even haiku. We can allow that.
Okay. You're
that,
on.
That, that's a, what, what's that thing when they say the lady from Nantucket? It's, what do you call those things? Limerick. Could be a limerick. Go ahead, Judy. Just keep it clean, Judy. None of your Brooklyn naughty words, okay?
Oh, I want to say bloody bugger, okay? Listen. This is what
not
I
booger.
Say,
she's not talking about boogers. She's from Australia.
No,
it's a bugger.
Bugger.
It's a bugger. Bloody buggers. Whoa. Carry
bloody,
on.
Bloody bugger. Bloody bugger. That's what I said. Listen, revoke woke, because woke is whack.
I like that. Revoke.
Revoke woke.
Slow down.
Woke
slow down.
Whack.
Slow down. Revoke woke because
woke.
Not because she's going, you know.
No, I said
cause.
Cause
woke.
Revoke woke cause
woke is
Englishman. Speak Englishman.
I love
woke.
That.
Listen,
revoke woke cause woke is whack.
And you're right. And BBTA, save America, but bring back Trump again and his policies, please.
Hey, but we're working on it. Give us a chance, okay. All right?
Okie doke. Yes, I'll give you a chance.
He's ready. He's ready. You know he's coming back, right, Judy?
Listen, God willing. Everything's God willing. I mean, you know, but there's no duplicate. I don't care. Not even his son. There's nobody like him. He is the original. He's the one. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. What the heck is going on now? Hello, couldn't we keep his policies for crying out loud? This is crazy.
You remember what those bumper stickers the Democrats had? Any normal functioning human. Do you remember those? How's that working out for you guys? How's that functioning human working out for you? The guy who doesn't know what day of the flipping week it is, doesn't know the difference between Putin or Trump or his sister and his wife. Functioning, my foot. Nicely done, Judy. She's invented a new kind of poetry. It's even shorter than haiku. Next, somebody who's going to take on the swamp. Another Trumpian citizen politician. And then, Howie Carr. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't need talking points. I've been living it for more than 2 years now, just like Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be your story. That should be your story. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 by calling 800-500-8384 or relieffactor.com. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. You should be the next success story. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Quick question for you. What would you do? Are you a family man? Do you have kids? Do you have grandchildren? What would you do if you went grocery shopping and there was nothing? I mean, absolutely nothing on the shelves. Imagine there's another cyber hit. There's no fuel. Nothing gets delivered for 3 weeks. As you know, the stores only have 2 days of supplies in the back room. What would you do then? Are you ready? Are you ready? You see what's happened in just the last few months in America, whether it's the increased prices of everything, whether it's the cyber attack, or whether it's just our feckless leadership. Don't be caught unawares. Have a plan. Do what I do. They are the most successful, the biggest supplier of long-term storage food in America. They've been doing it since Hurricane Katrina. They're called Patriot Supply, and they can give you what you need to support your family. I have 2 months worth. I just started building it up. 2 months worth of supply thanks to these great people. And you can save $50 if you use my name. A 4-week supply for you, your family. Get it today. Go to preparewithgorka.com. It's your responsibility to feed your family even if there's no food in the stores. Be prepared. Preparewithgorka.com for $50 off your first month's supply. The food lasts for 25 years. And I actually had, don't tell my wife, I had the mac and cheese for breakfast.
It was yummy. Patriot Supply, go today for your big discount. Prepare with Gawker.com. Okay, I promised you we're going to go Trumpian, and we have somebody who has been endorsed by my former boss, President Trump. She's going to take back Alaska. Her name, she told me, it's spelled T-S-H-I-B-A-K-A, but she said, it's okay if you're a Star Wars fan. If I'm a Star Wars fan, it's pronounced Chewbacca. Kelly Chewbacca, endorsed by President Trump. Kelly Chewbacca is the candidate who can beat Murkowski, and she will. Kelly is a fighter who stands for Alaskan values and America first. She is MAGA all the way. Pro-energy, strong on the border, tough on crime, and totally supports our military and our great vets. Kelly is a powerful supporter of the Second Amendment and jobs. I look forward to campaigning in Alaska for Kelly Chewbacca. She has my complete and total endorsement. She can be found at kellyforak.com. Kelly, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much. It's such a joy to be with you.
So what's wrong with Murkowski? Why are you getting in the ring?
You know, Murkowski got her seat from her dad 40 years ago, or 20 years ago. He became governor. He gave the seat to her. He had been in the seat for 20 years. So now there's been a Murkowski in Alaska seat for 40 years.
Wow.
And she's become more like the D.C. insiders than us. If you ask Alaskans, they'll just tell you, look, she's changed. And she's voting along with this radical Biden administration. And they're anti-Alaska. They're anti-mining, anti-oil and gas, anti-constitutional rights, anti-Trump. And Trump is Alaska's president of choice. We voted for him twice by 10 points or more. And Lisa Murkowski picked a needless fight with him. His policies were so good for us. And so Alaska wants her out, plain and simple. She's voting along with the D.C. insiders, killing our jobs, killing our way of life. And it's hurting our economy. Biden says our economy is on a move. But up here, Seb, it's on a meltdown. And we need to make a change if we're going to save our state. So that's why I'm running. I'm running for Alaska. And we need America's help to do it. So thank you for plugging that website, kellyforak.com, because she is a Goliath, and we're going to need a lot of help to get this seat back.
Right. That's definitely true, because 90% of incumbents win. You've got an uphill battle. But as you said, Alaska is Trump territory. Tell us about your background. Share with our millions of listeners your family background, also the work you did as the commissioner of administration for the governor of Alaska, and also as an IG for the Trump administration.
My parents started in Alaska in the 70s. They moved up here looking for a fresh start. Life was hard for them for a bit. They were even homeless for a while, but they were able to work their way into the middle class. My dad became an electrician. He'd been trained in Vietnam. My mom worked up on the slope where a pipeline comes down, and she was one of the original employees before the pipeline was built. So it was literally an oil and gas job that changed the course of our family destiny. And I got to be the first in our family to pursue a college degree. I went to Texas A&M, which I loved. And then from there, I got to go to law school. That's where I met my husband. And, you know, after law school, I wanted to come back home. But opportunity dried up for us. It was right after September 11th. So we ended up getting jobs in D.C. I wanted to do something that Alaskans value, that my parents instilled in me. And so I ended up joining inspector general offices, and those are the people that hold insiders accountable and expose waste, fraud, and abuse, return taxpayer dollars. They're the anti-swamp, if you will. I didn't know that those offices existed, but man, I fell in love with it. One of my first cases was finding Department of Justice, FBI, Bureau of Prisons, and INS officials who totally violated American civil rights, and that case went to the Supreme Court. I was hooked. I went from there into the intelligence community, overseeing 17 federal agencies, and kept on going till I culminated at the Postal Service Inspector General as the chief data officer, where our team returned over $3 billion in financial findings to the Postal Service. I was able to come home under our current governor and serve as the commissioner for Department of Administration, where we digitized government, reduced the size of government, cut costs, and set us on a course to save about $400 million in 5 years. And this whole time, though, Alaska's just not doing great. And I was just inspired to jump into this. And like January, February, when Murkowski was making decisions like impeaching the president and voting to certify the Electoral College votes, all of a sudden the Republicans in our state started making a move across our districts to censure her. Seb, they voted ultimately in March to say she's no longer a Republican. She's not allowed to run as a Republican in the state anymore.
All right. So,
and I was ultimately inspired to say, you know what? Someone's got to do something. I'm jumping in, and I'm going to do something for our state.
She's Kelly Chewbacca, and she is challenging Lisa Murkowski for the Senate seat in Alaska. Last 30 seconds. Why should people in Alaska and elsewhere support you, Kelly?
We have the support of Alaskans behind us. We've rallied the entire Trump base. The former Republican Party chairs across Lisa's duration are all supporting us. We raised in 3 days more than Lisa raised the last 3 months of 2020. We've got Donald Trump's support. I think at this point we are unstoppable. In America, we could really use your help. We're not going to win this through PAC contributions of DC insiders. We're going to raise this with American support. So please help us at kellyforak.com. And we're going to win this seat and take back Alaska's Senate seat. Thanks for your help. Thanks, Seb.
I am sold. Follow her on Twitter, Kelly for Alaska, and go to her website. Support this lady. We don't need another swamp creature in another great state in America. That's Kelly, F-O-R-A-K. Kelly for AK, kellyforak.com. God bless you and Godspeed. Next, the undisputed king of talk radio for New England, the one and only Howie Carr. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
What a glorious sound. Not only life back to normal in an arena for an ice hockey game, but when the mic goes out for the singer who's supposed to sing the national anthem, it's okay because the whole audience takes over. Can't play that enough. That's from the Islanders last Thursday, I think, and it's a great way to start. Our last guest of the day, the undisputed talk host, King of New England. He is the columnist for the Boston Herald, author of Hitman and The Brothers Bulger. Howie Carr, welcome back to America First.
Always a pleasure, Sebastian.
I just want to know one thing. Why does he have etched glass backgrounds in his studio saying Howie Carr Show? I just have decals on my windows. What's going on? Of course, that's why he's Howie Carr. Follow him right now, Howie Carr Show on Twitter. Howie, isn't that an instant? Isn't that an example that not only are we getting back to normal, but the people who are pushing political correctness are getting a little bit of pushback?
Yeah, I think that's going to trigger a lot of critical race theory classes in the coming months. It's quite something, and it's certainly a lot better than the song they sing in the seventh inning at Fenway Park Sweet Caroline, a very overrated old tune by Neil Diamond.
So let's get a little bit more serious. If you look at what's happened in the last year, you look at the reaction to things like critical race theory or the mask Nazis or those who say you must be vaccinated, do you expect, is this wishful thinking on my part, or do you expect to be some kind of groundswell that people are, whether it's the transgender activism or whether it's the next Fauci's of the world, that people are just waking up who may not consider themselves to be political, Howie, but have come to realize in the last few months that everything has become political?
Yeah, I think there's going to be quite a reaction in the 2022 midterm elections. I think you already see it down in Texas. A couple of weeks ago, you had these municipal elections, including down on the Rio Grande, where there's a heavy Mexican-American population, where Republicans had never been elected before, and suddenly they're being elected. I mean, everybody is affected by what's going on one way or another, whether it's the increasing price of gas or the open borders and the hordes of illegal aliens crossing, or you're right, the mask Nazis, the critical race theory, everything is just a real mess. And you know, you'll notice too that Biden is not having any luck with the federal courts. I mean, all of his initiatives, whether it's shutting down oil leases or trying to impose the giving out of federal grant money on purely racial grounds, it's all being rejected by the courts. These are good signs.
Do you subscribe to the theory of the last 3 months that Newt Gingrich floated about 6 weeks ago, where he said the alacrity and the depth of the radicalism, the almost 200 executive orders, the open border, that this is a function of a sense that they're acting, it's not just they're extremists, that this administration is actually run behind the scenes by extremists, but they know what you just said, that they're going to get trounced next year and in 2024. So they just want to pack it all in. Do you think that's a viable hypothesis?
Yeah, I think that's what they'd like to do. But I think that it's really asking a lot of all these elected Democrats to go down with the ship, to go down with the squad and the AOC ship when they're in impregnable blue districts. And all these people that are in these vulnerable districts, the Democrats in the House only have a 4 or 5 seat majority right now.
Right.
I mean, that's gone, I'm pretty sure. The Senate looks like it's a pretty defensible position for the Republicans to, take real control. And I don't think it's going to work. I mean, look, the Washington Post had a random act of journalism, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, yesterday when they pointed out all these hack jobs that have been given out to the relatives of staffers in the Biden administration. Jen Psaki's sister got a job. Ron Klain's wife got a job. Some guy I'd never heard of. He got 3 of his kids on the payroll. Can you, again, as we so often say these days, can you imagine if Donald Trump had tried something like this?
Or if his administration, it wasn't, all through his administration, if people he'd hired had brought in their relatives, we know exactly what would have happened. He's the host of the Howie Carr Show, Howie Carr Show on Twitter, the author of The Brothers, Bulger and Hitman. Check out those books. We'll be back with Howie momentarily. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Yes, I am. Thanks to all of you who make shows like this possible. This is an NPR. This is a free market enterprise. When you support our advertisers, it makes shows like America First possible, especially the great Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, on which I rest my head every single night. My whole team loves him, my family, even President Trump. Find out why he sold 51 million of them. Well, I can tell you it's because it never loses shape, never gets hot, guaranteed for 10 years. But find out for yourself. Use my name and get up to 66%.
20% off, thanks to Mike, if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. Over 100 incredible products. You find out today. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Howie Carr. He is the author of Hitman and the Brothers Bulger. Read his columns in the Boston Herald and listen to his show, Howie Carr Show, on Twitter. Howie, you've been following. I mean, you are there in the midst of the New England miasma that is legacy media, and you're pushing back with the truth every day, not just with your books, but the radio show and your columns. Do you see any sign, any indication that sooner or later market forces will actually have an effect on people who are no longer journalists, Howie? You just have to call them propagandists when they're doing shows about how amazing Joe Biden's trip to Europe was, the diplomatic coup of a century. How long? Tell me that this can't go on forever.
I don't get it, Sebastian. I have access on my radio show, obviously, to all of his stumblings and gaffes and faux pas and just incoherencies every day. And we lead with them every day on the show. When I was at local TV, they always said, lead with your best video. And I try to lead with my best audio. And we do it every day. And then every couple of weeks, I take all of those sound cuts and I transcribe them and put them into a column for the Boston Herald. And I can't believe nobody else does it, Sebastian.
It's
great stuff.
Are you accused of being mean to an old man who stammers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they say, he's still better than Trump. I don't care what the inflation rate is. I don't care how many illegal aliens come over the border with COVID-19 to go on welfare and kill Americans. I don't care about that. He's not Donald Trump. I don't care how many times his son uses the N-word or slurs Asians. It doesn't matter. How dare you transcribe what he says and put it into the paper? Or then they just accuse you of lying and making it up. And you say, well, you know, show me where I got it wrong. I listened to it 10 times to get him saying, you know, I mean, you don't catch when he says a century ago and he says a glow. Or he says it's time to accelerate the rate of COVID vaccinations, only he says accelerate. You don't catch that on the first go around, Sebastian. You have to listen two or three times. I'm doing the work of a journalist.
Have any of the journalists that you know in the legacy media or any Democrats that you hang out with or you're still friends with? This is really curious. I have to know this. Has anybody told you what it is that Joe Biden accomplished in his amazing trip to Europe?
I think the most positive thing that's been said about it was said by a Republican, wasn't it? Chris Christie yesterday, when he said there were no disasters. I mean, that was about as positive as you could get. What would happen if Trump had confused Syria and Libya three times?
Or confuse Biden with Putin.
Yeah. I know. Or how about this, Sebastian? You weren't even born here. Have you ever referred to the Secretary of State as the foreign minister?
No, I have not. And I've never referred to the Secretary of Defense as that guy over there who runs that thing. That outfit. Is that stammering? That guy over there who runs that outfit. I'm not sure that counts as stammering, Howie.
When he reached the base, this was something a lot of people didn't pick up on. He said, you know, Joe and Jill and I like to see the troops.
But the best of all, and we're just reminiscing now from events of 2 weeks ago. Could you imagine, Howie, if Melania, on the president's first trip abroad, is standing at the podium as Joe's facing the wrong way, wearing a mask after he's vaccinated, and she says into the mic at the podium at that base in the UK, pay attention, Donald. I mean, what would have happened in the legacy media, Howie?
I know.
I've made him speechless. He is the king of talk radio in New England, and I have effectively made Howie Carr speechless. I need a prize. I want some etched glass windows. That's all I'm asking for.
You know, I'm just speechless at the way he's treated. And he just gets there. There's no pushback whatsoever. How about the fact that he said again, he lied and said that Trump supporters killed Brian Sicknick, the Capitol police officer on January 6th, which, by the way, when he was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he referred to as January 9th. You know, again, any of these things would have set off clamoring calls for imposition of the 25th Amendment. The Washington Post, the New York Times, they would have polled every member of the cabinet to find out if they were going to vote for the 25th Amendment.
Yeah. Do you think that's his route out? How long do you give? Last question to Howie Carr, following at Howie Carr's show. How long do you give Biden in the Oval Office?
That's the $64,000 question now. I think they're going to try to push him through because Kamala Harris is so palpably not ready for prime time.
Yeah, but she wants it, Howie. She wants it big time.
Sebastian, how about this? If you were doing Celebrity Jeopardy and you had two of the contestants were Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who would the third candidate be?
Can I call somebody? Can I call somebody instead? Howie Carr, God bless you. The books are Hitman and Brothers Bulger. Follow him also at the Boston Herald and at Howie Carr Show. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you in pain every single day? Have you tried every possible remedy only to fail to find relief? Then do what I did. Take Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included, and Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Wow. Powerful words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-583-84. It will be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Well, I know you've got one thing potentially to lose. The pain! Do it now. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. It costs $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Call them now. 800-500-183-84. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
I have a message, not for all of you, but for some of you who, like this show, consider themselves to be conservatives, but are challenged in actually living that life. As I've said today already, it's a very simple choice. If you look at yourself and your value system, and whether you relate to the Republican Party or the GOP is irrelevant. The question is, what are your values? Do you consider yourself to be a person of the left or a person of the right? If you consider yourself to believe in America, to believe in the traditional family, crazy ideas like a man is a man and always is a man, and a woman is a woman, and biologically you cannot change that. Well, you are a conservative. Why? Because you wish to conserve that which you know to be true and which has worked for millennia. Now, here's the rub.
Do you stand up for those values? Here's a little test. When somebody says, his husband, what do you say? Because I have a very simple answer. A man can't have a husband. I don't care what civil law, I don't care what an activist Supreme Court says. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Not two women, not three women, not two guys, not a dog and a pot plant. No, a man and a woman. Do you acquiesce to that language in a social setting? Because if you do, we have a problem. I have a problem. And America has a problem. As the great Dennis Prager, who I'm honored to have as my colleague, mentor, a friend, one of the wisest, truly sagacious, not intelligent. Intelligent is different. I mean wise. One of the wisest men I know has said it before and many times, probably every week. Humankind is made up. Did I just do that? Mankind. Mankind is made up of three types of individuals. Those who fight for the truth. Those who support the fighters, and those who do nothing. If you're in the latter category, it's time for you to make a decision. Are you part of the problem, or are you going to lie on your deathbed and regret letting evil win? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line, never give up, never give in, and now, especially, stay frosty.